Breakfast with Dottie McLeod.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Now, a charity in Cambridge which promotes inclusion through sport has been in touch because they need a bit of help. Power to Inspire has been running free online exercise classes during the pandemic. They've been described as a lifeline by many of their users, but the future of the classes is now looking uncertain. The charity's founder and CEO is John Willis. Hi, John.
Morning, Dottie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Tell me about the online classes you've been running.
So they're designed specifically for older and disabled people. They're seat-based classes. They happen 3 times a day online. And very importantly, they're live, so people can connect with the outside world when they're stuck in their homes, either in lockdown or because of mobility, transport or other issues.
And now you're worried that you might not be able to run them any longer.
No, we've actually had fantastic support from both the Cambridgeshire Community Foundation and Living Sport, but the funding runs out at the end of August. And it's something that I feel really passionate about because it's helping so many people. We've had over 200,000 views within the 16 weeks that we've been running the program, and over 1,000 people on a daily basis go on and do look at the classes and do them with our wonderful coach Lou from Oak Activities. Big shout out to my friend Tom Milner, who helped put it all together from Oak Activities.
Okay, well, let's have a word with Sue Phillips, who I believe has been getting involved with some of these classes. Morning, Sue.
Good morning.
How did you get helped by what Power to Inspire are doing?
Well, they've been brilliant, actually, because early March, I was admitted into hospital. I live in North Wales, and I was admitted into hospital with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a very rare disorder, which the immune system attacks your nerves. And within 3 or 4 days of being in hospital, I was paralysed up to my neck. I was ventilated and I had a tracheometer put in. I was 5 weeks in high dependency unit and 3 weeks in rehab. And then I got home. I was able to walk a little bit with a frame, but not do very much more. But unfortunately, because of COVID, I wasn't able to have physio. So getting into these classes has been amazing. At first I could do very little of them sitting down, but now I'm doing really, really well. And it's just thanks to these classes, really, because it's very difficult to keep motivated to do physio when they ring up and tell you to do it rather than somebody doing it with you.
Yeah, of course. And particularly when you're in that really difficult situation already, where it was probably really difficult at the start, that physically hard work.
Oh, yeah, incredibly. I mean, within the 5 weeks I was in hospital, I lost well over a stone in weight, and a lot of that was muscles. I couldn't even stand up once I was beginning to have my physio in hospital. So to go from not being able to stand up to now being able to walk around a bit has been fantastic.
Oh, wow. So they've literally helped you get back on your feet after a really, really difficult time. John, it demonstrates the power of these classes. What do you need? How can we help?
Well, we need people to help donate. Very small amounts of money will save the classes. We need £4,000 up until Christmas. And you can go online and through Power to Inspire, www.powertoinspire, that's with a 2, .org.uk/give, you get redirected to a campaign page on Just Giving. And you can give very easily. And if, of course, you can give gift aid, please do so. It will make a big difference. £5 will make an enormous difference to lots and lots of people. £16 would allow people, a £1 a week would cover a number of people to help us, to pay for Lou, who herself has got a disability, and keeps her employed and keeps her enthusiastic. So we very much want to actually carry on the classes. They've been way more successful than we had dreamed of. And as I say, there are well over 1,000 people a day looking at these classes. So please help us to keep them going.
Okay, thank you, John. Thank you very much to Sue. And that website again, if you have any money that you can donate, Power to inspire.org.uk/give.